Today, we're going to begin the great mysteries of the Rosary dedicated to the glorious aspects of our beloved Lord's life. We start with the resurrection. Now, the resurrection of our Lord is involved with many, many different aspects. Most certainly, we can look at the resurrection as a sign of our own future resurrection, the fact that we are going to rise from the dead, that we are not complete until our soul is reunited with our body. But when you look at the resurrection as it happened in the times of Christ, you realize all of the things that were taking place around our beloved Lord in his resurrection. The things that took place, the physical signs, the rising of others from the dead, from all of these things happening at the same time, him appearing from one person to another, most certainly the first apparition to his beloved mother. So sacred was that vision, that apparition, that encounter, that there is nothing said of it in sacred scripture. And yet when we contemplate the mysteries of the Rosary, we think about those moments, those first moments when Mary sees the son of her face, when she sees his hands and she puts her finger into his wounds, when she touches his hair and speaks to him. What did they say? When we pray the mysteries of the Rosary, once again, we have to keep in mind that we are not just saying Hail Marys and concentrating on the Hail Marys. What we are doing is we are entering into a rhythm of meditation. And so therefore, it isn't about the prayer of the Hail Mary, but so much that is a background to the great mystery that we contemplate. So we look not only at the moment of the resurrection when Christ rises from the dead. Right at that particular moment, salvation is ours. It is ours. It belongs to us. We are redeemed at that particular moment when his dead body begins to move. That is when redemption has finally taken place. And at that moment, we see all around Christ in the tomb, we see the angels and all the saints, all those who were released from the depths of the earth, who had died before that, Adam and Eve, Joseph, his father, all of the great saints throughout history are there witnessing this great moment of our redemption. And then he stands before them. And most certainly he goes, as I say, to his mother. Of course he would. Where else would he go? After his resurrection, he goes to meet his mother. Then he sees the holy women. And then there's this whole gigantic movement around him. Of activity, of seeing him appearing here, appearing there. He appears to the disciples. He appears to Mary, and Mary runs and rushes into his arms. These things that we contemplate have to somehow affect our own lives. In other words, we have an obligation to see in these moments, in these first few moments of the resurrection, we must look into our own lives and see if that spirit of joy is also part of our experience as Roman Catholic Christians. The Rosary allows us to enter into the mystery. We have to become part of the mystery. Not just look back 2,000 years at what happened, but we must become part of it. We become witnesses of what Jesus did in those first moments of the resurrection. We become witnesses of his time with his mother, witnesses of his encounter with the apostles, witnesses to everything that happened until the ascension. And this is what we must do every time we pray this sacred prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. This is a gift given by the Church for us to become part of that salvific moment when Christ rises from the dead and saves us from death itself. You see, the resurrection, in its very nature, changed the natural element of the world itself. It changed how we as a religious people, as a people born of the earth, can see our own lives, our own sort of salvation, our own redemption, and our own existence. No longer are we a finite being. No longer are we just a creature that lives and dies. Rather, we are a creature endowed with the grace of God through baptism that will find our perfection in that very resurrection of our beloved Lord from the dead. And that is what we must understand during the period of time that we are praying this great mystery. It is not about the Hail Mary, although the Hail Mary is a beautiful and loving prayer, but it is the background to the message of the resurrection. It is the background to the reality of who and what we have become through this great mystery. And if we truly embrace the understanding of what the resurrection means, it will change our lives completely. We will become more and more as Christ to the world. Once we recognize that this world is not the beginning, the middle, and the end, that this is just the beginning, that there is that which will go on way after we're gone, that we will continue throughout eternity with and in the glory of God. And so therefore, the resurrection should alter the very way we see ourselves to a certain extent. Not only the way we understand Christ and what he did for us, but how we see ourselves in that resurrection, in that moment when he rises from the dead. Our sins are able to be forgiven. For it is what happens in each one of us when we receive the sacrament of reconciliation. When we actually go and we hear, your sins are forgiven. I absolve you from all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is what the resurrection gives to us. It gives to us the ability to resurrect at every single sacrament of the reconciliation that we receive. It gives us the ability through baptism to rise from the death of sin into the life of Christ. It allows us to take part, to be participants in the very resurrection itself, not only within us, within Christ, but in the world itself. It enables us to be also the resurrection in the world, so that we now can bring about that glory, that beauty, that power, that strength, that dignity. We can truly bring that to the world. We must search to resurrect within ourselves that same Christ who walked the streets of Jerusalem. We must be the resurrection to the world, that living Christ walking among mankind, so that in every single aspect of our lives, we can truly become our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.